And welcome back. It is another episode of the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David, and I'm glad to be back with you during the week instead of, you know, I was hitting running on the weekend with you guys. But I'm back now. Hopefully, you know, my schedule's a little shaky. So hopefully this will be a recurring weekly. Well, not that it's not recurring, but on the same day every week. I know it gets a little hard to kind of follow us, and that's one of my biggest problems. But I can't help my schedule. I'm sorry. I do apologize. But I hope all you guys are doing good. I'm okay, but I was going to name tonight's episode Overworked, Overwhelmed, and Over It. Because this week, I know when I took this new position, and I know here he goes talking about work again. Yeah, I'm talking about work. And get over it. When I took this new position, you know, back in, I guess, the end of last year, you know, I knew it came with some extra stuff. And I was like, you know. And so, you know, I accepted it, you know, because, you know, he likes the challenges. And I knew just working and getting to know, you know, that what all my new job required of me. It took some time. So I had some moments to where it's like, oh, they want to make it. And then, you know, gradually it got better. And I started, you know, getting things for smoothing out. And, you know, I was managing with a pretty, what's it, stern fist, or what's that called? Anyhow, and things have changed. You know, there's a lot of things happened in the course of my job to where, you know, I'm even spread more thin than I was. And I'm like, this has been too much. The last couple of weeks I have been overwhelmed. I'm back to the breaking point to where I'm like, do I tell, you know, my bosses, I'm done with this because it's getting to be too much. And once again, the job is invading my life. And I don't like that. You know, I had a good run. I had a pretty good run. You know, but I'm like, but then again, I bought a new car. So, and plus I have a lot of trips planned for this summer. So I'm like, I might have to stretch this shit on out so I can get this shit paid for. You know, I'm like, I'm paying my car off in a year because I will not be in this position because this is just too much. And there's people like my colleagues, they're quitting. They're like, we're done with this. We're understaffed, undermanned, you know, we're done. And there's people walking out. So what you gonna do? But anyhow, I hope you're doing guys as well. You know, my favorite train wreck is in the chat room. Tristan from Jaded Productions, the host of the Weekly Rewind. He's giving me a hard time. He said if he wondered if I was going to have technical problems tonight. I probably will because the computer was acting funny. So forgive me if I do. I do apologize. I do apologize if I have some technical difficulties, but I don't plan to. But what have you guys been doing? I want to hear all about it. You know, you can always hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, or send me a tweet on Twitter. And it sounds so redundant, at the 5x5. Or you can always go to the website, the5x5.blogspot.com, and hit us up there or leave us a voicemail. And Tristan, you need to be leaving a voicemail because I know you have something really shady to say. So if you do that after the show tonight, leave me a voicemail off the blog. I'd appreciate it. Oh, so there's so many things coming up. I was telling you the guys that I have See, and I forgot, there's a comic convention this weekend, there's the weekend following this weekend, and then in August, there's the big one I'm going to. So I'm like, okay, that's a lot of money, and I got a car note now, so what am I doing, you know? And so I think, but thing is, they're getting so expensive. Like, the one is called OMG Con, and that is in Owensboro, Kentucky. So if you guys don't have anything to do this weekend, roll through there. It's more of an anime convention, but it was pretty cool last year. Last year we got a press pass. I forgot to ask for one this year, so I don't know if it's too late to ask for one. That would seem like really shady, but you know what, whatever. And the same thing about Indie PopCon, which is next weekend, and I forgot to submit for a press pass of that, because last year we got one for that as well. And I'm like, I'm not paying $30 to go for one day, you know, for an anime con, which is not really my thing. Now, Indie PopCon, I think I'm maybe going with the cast from the Thought Bubbles podcast, Christine and Lane. I haven't talked to them yet, but they had mentioned if I was going, which is to save money, and it makes total sense to do that. But because I don't want to drive myself, because I don't think my niece is going, but that's if I get my damn car back, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. So this weekend is that, and I think if I go on Sunday, it's $20 versus $30 on Saturday. But you know what? It is hot as hell here, to where my AC is not working as good as it normally works. And it's probably 5 degrees warmer in my home than it normally is. So fuck this. Forget, I'm trying not to say the F word, because the F word sounds so horrible. So forget this hot weather. I'm over it, because I swear the sun was set on hell today, and I was like, I'm going home. You know, I had some work to do earlier, and I'm like, I'm going to go on and do that. I'll take care of this. But you know, I got to the point that I was sitting there, you're like, you know, being overworked and overwhelmed and over it. I'm like, I'm going home. Forget this. You know, it's too hot to be out here fooling around so I can have a stroke. And plus, I wasn't in my car because, you know, last week, you know, they put the wrong stereo in my car, so I had to take it back today. And these people are the weirdest people on earth. I don't want to deal with these people anymore. I'm at the car dealership, and I'm like, their service center. I'm like, you know, so I just kept it real cute and kept it on mute, because I knew if I said something nasty was going to come out, you know, because I gave y'all a chance and I was nice, but now you're with the way that my job goes and as much stuff that I have to do in the course of a day, you know, I don't have a lot of time to keep on running my car back to the car dealership over a mistake that you made. You know, what has nothing to do with me, a mistake that you made. And so that's been irritating me. And so I'm like, okay, just don't say anything. But now they wanted to kiss my ass, you know, when I came in today. Oh, Mr. David, how are you doing? And I'm like, you know, I kept my mouth closed, because I'm like, once these lips open, something's coming out. And, you know, I was the only black person in there, so they would have said I was trying to bomb the place or rob the place or something, and I'd have been tased and thrown in jail. Y'all wouldn't heard from my black ass no more. So I just, you know, kept it cute, put it on mute, gave them my keys, got my loaner, and walked out the building. And you know, they gave me another Toyota Corolla. And you know what happened last time when they gave me the Toyota Corolla? Somebody vandalized my car. And this is even a newer one than that. I think this is a 2015, which is horrible. I will not own a Toyota. I don't know what I've never driven a new Camry or other Toyota cars. But the Corolla, and no tea, no shade, is a piece of crap. I'm like, this car, it is a new one, and it drives horribly. I'm like, I want my car, you know. So hopefully, they will be giving me a call tomorrow so I can go pick it. But again, now this is like 4 times I've had to go out to your place, you know, and y'all took no time to, you know, make me pay for that mirror that I didn't mess up. You know, so, but I will be contacting the corporate headquarters, and then I can say what's on my mind, because those bitches are getting on my nerves. There's not a number to the voicemail, Tristan. It is on, if you go to the 5x5 T-H-E, the number 5, B-Y, the number 5, .blogspot.com. There's a little tab on the side that says voicemail. You click it, and you can send a voicemail. So you guys need to do that, too. While he's doing that, well, he's going to do that after the show, though. Then you guys need to do that as well. Chris and Gary, I expect one from you as well. They're the other two co-hosts on the Weekly Rewind that we do every Friday. So you guys do that too, and all of it. Kristen Lane's already left one, but I just want to hear what you guys are doing. How's your day? Something you hear on the show that you did or didn't like. Or you can say something smart. You might not like the response, but you can get jiggy with it if you want, because you know how we do here, you know, me and my mouth. But anyhow... We got a pretty decent gossip session for you tonight. We're going to talk about the man with no penis. Well, he was known as the man that was born without a penis. We're going to talk about social stalking, you know, social media stalkers, the new comic book Midnighter, Jim and the Holograms, and we'll talk about some other stuff here on the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Y'all get the point. More new shit after more new shit.
Uh-oh. Dipset up in the building. Santana up in the building. Anne-Marie up in the building. This remix crushing the building. Ay!
Shout out to the boy Joel Santana. Santana's town.
To love that song back in the day when I was a thinner and younger man, I used to kick and twirl to this song, baby, every time I heard it. It was just, it used to be like when I lived in Atlanta, you know, there were certain songs that you just have to dance to. Like when Remember the Time comes on, you know, everybody tries to do the video. You know, there's a viral video out there now that this one guy, something's wrong with him, obviously, but the Remember the Time video comes on, and he's trying to do everything. He's like, something about this song just does something to me. That's one of those songs. For me, One Thing by A. Marie, available on iTunes. One Thing by A. Marie was one of those songs for me. When that song came on, baby, I was on the dance floor. You know, you would have thought I was in the video because I was like, oh, yes. You know, they weren't doing that back then. But it was like, that's one of those songs, like Crazy in Love by Beyonce. That was one of those songs. What's that song by Keisha Cole before she dissed Beyonce and went away? One of her songs was another song that when it came on, everybody went to the dance floor. That's the one thing I miss about living in a major city and the club scene. From what I understand, the black gay club scene in Atlanta is kind of dying out. So, when I go visit, I'll have to find somewhere else to go. But it had Missy Elliott on it. But anyhow, I miss that because you go to the club and you can dance and just kind of do your thing. And I don't get that here. Although I think I've aged out of my clubbing days and partying days, and my kicking and twirling days are definitely over because these knees cannot handle it anymore. We can't do that. But no, that was One Thing by A. Marie. I used to love that song. It was actually the music, the track was the same guy who made the track for Crazy in Love had that really kind of percussion driven beat behind it. He did that for Crazy in Love. Same person. Anyhow, welcome back. It's the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. Of course, you guys all know that. If you haven't followed us on iTunes, go ahead and take a time to find the 5x5 Late Night on iTunes and give us a rating and subscribe to us. That's what I meant to say. But, you know, you always can follow us on Stitcher as well and some of the other podcasting services out there. So, the other day, and this has happened before. The other day, I was in Walgreens, my local Walgreens, and there was a guy. And so let's rewind a little bit. About 2-3 months ago, this guy started working there at Walgreens, you know, in Walgreens, because they got him on nerves over that the Funko Pop figures when they never had any. Then they raised him up $2 when they finally got him in. Anyhow, I was in the store getting whatever, you know, you just walk in Walgreens, and sometimes you're going to stay in Walgreens for an hour, and sometimes you go in there for 5 minutes, you're out the door. But first, I was in there, so he was looking at me. Now, I don't mind to be admired because, you know, at some point in your evolution as a human being, somebody's not going to think you're attractive. You know, some of them looks going to fail. The body's going to start to spread and the ass is going to flatten out and the nose is going to get bigger. The ears going to get longer. The hair is going to get thinner. And then, in my opinion, I'm bald. And somebody's not going to find you attractive, but there's going to be somebody, you know, eventually, you know, there's going to be one person. Anyhow, not that I mind. I said that all to say, not that I mind. you see, this is why y'all need to be in the chat room because, you know, Tristan could really say some foul things. It's funny, but it's still foul. He says he's not rating me until I rate him, but I thought I already rated it. I follow it. I have the weekly rerun subscribed, and I'm not blowing you. I don't suck dick, just so you know. sorry y'all had to hear that, but I don't do all that. But what you think of my face? So this guy he was looking at me. You know, again. And attraction is attraction. You know, hey, what's up? I'm not trying to holler at you. So when I get to the rest, you're paying for my stuff. He says, thanks, babe. What did you say to me? You know? And I was like, don't say that to me. Because for one, not that I care. If we was in a club, it's one thing. We at the bar. You know, that's what we at the Pride picnic. By the way, happy Pride, everybody. June is Gay Pride Month. So, I don't get to go to any events because we don't have one worth going to here. I know that's kind of shady, but it's true. And plus, it's hot. I don't go out. And, it's too hot. happy Pride. But and so I'm like, what did you? I said, well, I'm like, no, you can't say that to me. Not that I'm not. This is, there's a time and place for everything. And you calling me babe, baby, whatever you said. It was either babe, baby, or babe. That was inappropriate. Don't do that. Cause for one, I don't think it's cute. You know, you don't know if my man was in the store or not, you know, or my wife. But here's the thing. You've seen me on social media. So fast forward to a few days ago, same guy in the store. And as soon as I walked in, not that I was looking, I did have a cute little outfit on, but not that I was looking in a particular way. I was shaved, you know, and I was having my hat, some sunglasses and a hat. And he's staring me down. I'm like, oh, here he go. You know, because again, like I'll say, there's a time and place for everything. And you need to cut your nails. But I'm going to let that one go. And so I do whatever I had to do in Walgreens, and he didn't call me baby this time. But then, because you know you use a little Walmart card, and so he said my whole name. And I'm like, oh, in my head, I knew it was going to happen. I'm like, oh, you playing games. Because I seen you. Now, you guys, you all know, I know if you're lying and you're dying, if you say you don't use it, because I know you do. He was on one of the local gay social media sites, and I seen his picture. You know, I ain't trying to holler at you, so, but I did, but you know, some of them, you can see if somebody looked at you. So on one of them, it comes up, you can go to people who viewed you, and another one, you can go to see if on the side of the screen, it shows who's looked at your profile. So I seen he had looked at mine. And so I don't think sometimes I look like my pictures, you know, because maybe I do. Anyhow, that's all in my head. Anyhow. And so later on that day, you know what? I'm going to pull it up so I can read what this person said, because he was clowning. I'm like, you know what? And the thing is, I try to be nice, but sometimes you can't be nice. If somebody's not attracted to me that I hit up on social media, or they say, oh, thanks, or, you know, there's some words like if you say thanks and you know there's nothing, they don't say anything else, they ain't trying to holler at you. You know, so leave them alone. And so let me find this. He probably deleted this so I couldn't there it is right there. So he sends me a message. Now, mind you, after 2 months ago he called me babe in the store, and then you're saying my name in the store like we Judy's and everything. And so he says, hello sexy, this is on the social media app. Hello sexy, how are you? Haven't I waited on you at Walgreens? I'm like, you crazy fuck. That's crazy to me. You know, for one, why start out with that? Because I think that's bizarre. That means you're paying way too much attention to me, right? And so I responded, and I did type UMM, because now you've creeped me out. UMM, I think so. He says, yeah, I work at the one at blah, 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 blah. And I said, then he puts, would love to get to know you if that's cool with you. I said, yeah, I think I know which one you work at. But, you know, right now I'm not looking for anything, which was a lie. But that was the cue to leave me the hell alone, because now you're a creepy cyber stalker. And then he says, he types, not even friends. That's cool. Sorry to have bothered you then. And I'm like, and so I didn't even respond to that nonsense, because here's the thing. You didn't come at me with friends, because I wanted to call him out on this. So I'm like, what will be the purpose of doing this? You came out, and these are in capitals. Hello, sexy. How are you? You know, come on. No, you wasn't coming at me for friends. You was coming after me for sex and sexiness and all that, you know. Boy, bye. I don't got time for that. Not from you anyhow, because, again, not that, you know, but here's the thing. If you had came at me as friends, I'm cool. I can be friends with anybody. Because then if we're friends, I can tell you cut your nails. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you're not a drag queen. Cut your nails. But it's like, then you get mad because I'm saying I'm not I'm not looking for anything right now, but you're going to get mad at me for that. So it's not my fault, right? You know, so what do you think about that? So I was looking at an article. You know, I went from saying anyway all the time to saying so a lot, right? That kind of got me crunk, right? And so I was looking at an article to tell you if you are a social media stalker or not. And I know some of y'all are because there's some crazy people out there online that do a lot of crazy stuff. And so here's just a few tips if you're a social stalker. The article is on, it's called Transitioning Movement, and they talk about social stalking, and they said the worst thing about social networking stalking is that many are in denial that they are doing so. While it shouldn't be happening, many of us won't admit to our stalking tendencies or even believe they are guilty of it. Just in case that's you, here are 10 ways, and Mr. Guy from Walgreens, you need to be paying attention, to determine if you're a social stalker. If you check their profile page more than four times a day, you are a social stalker. Now, have I stalked people before? They never know it. Trust. Number two, if you've Googled how to retrieve a personal password, your ass is a social stalker. Three, if you ever created a fake account to keep your stalking a secret, you are crazy, you need medicine, and your ass is a cyber stalker. Four, if you lie on your status update so you can stalk them in real life, again, you're crazy and you're a stalker. Number five, if at any given moment you know the exact number of his or her friends or followers, yeah, you are, Tristan. Y'all need to be in the chat room. Anyhow, number five, if at any given moment you can give the, you know, the exact number of his friends, his or her friends or followers, you are a stalker. And if I find out about it, I'm coming for you. Trust. Number six, if you check the status updates, wall and pages of their friends, you're a stalker. If you ask an unsuspecting friend to follow that person that you stalked, your friend needs to punch you in the face and then call you a stalker. Number eight, if you downloaded Facebook, Twitter, Instagram to your phone in attempts to max out reasons number one to check their profile pages four times a day, you're a stalker. And Google and Facebook and Twitter and the FBI all needs to know about your crazy ass. Number nine, if you created Google alerts for their profile names, somebody needs to arrest you. Because if you because if you're doing all that, I mean, come on. Really? I mean, who has that much time? I don't have that much time to stalk somebody online. You know, I don't, and I don't care to. And the last one, you begin to start your sentences with, well, his or her Facebook page said, and on Instagram, I saw that you need to get a grip on your life because you're crazier than hell and you're going to get somebody killed. You know, you don't get yourself killed or get arrested because that's crazy. Stop stalking people online. We'll be right back. Hey, baby.
Let me do all the work. Wait, let me put this record on. It's more.
Janet, I love me some Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson. But girl, you know, after this actually was a bonus track or a hidden track, I want to say off of Janet, period. And you know, that was the album off Rhythm Nation, so that would have been in the early 90s, 91, 92, maybe 93. And that's when she started getting to this real, all this sex stuff, because you know the Velvet Rope was in the next album. They had a lot of sex stuff. Then Demita Jo, that was during the time of Nipplegate, had a lot of sex. You know, some good songs. No, All For You, then Demita Jo. All For You was a really good album. But you know, come on, damn, you're doing too much. But that's a good song. Very groovy, very psychedelic, had that kind of 70s theme. You know, you might be on some LSD or some acid when you listen to it and get the bees in the corner. Anyhow, welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. And with that being said, all you Buddha heads, bong smokers, leaf, what's that? The leaf, bud, all Indo, all y'all need to come on and move to Indiana. Because now, not only are we known for passing that crazy religious restoration act earlier this year that they amended, that only if you have a county in the state that has protections for the LGBT community, that's the only way you're protected under those amendments. But, you know, my city is, I think, but I know Indianapolis is. Anyhow, so in Indianapolis, you guys who like to smoke the weed and smoke the ganja and all that stuff, you booty heads that can't pass drug tests, y'all know who I'm talking about. Don't get mad. This has to be the truth because y'all can't come work for me. but there is a church of cannabis now in Indianapolis, Indiana. So y'all need to come. There's not much to do here. You know, that y'all gonna be bored. Y'all might start doing meth because that's what, when you're out in the country and you don't have nothing else to do, that's what y'all do. So, the Cannabis Church puts down roots and seeds in a new home. The church founder, Bill Levin, said he bought a church building at 3400 South Rural Street, Indiana Rural Street, right? And will announce the move today, which he did. He says a small, humble facility will love throughout every brick. The small, humble facility will love throughout every brick. I don't know what that means. And they are happy, 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 or ha, ha, ha. One, the two. But you know what? He did this in response to tests. The Religious Restoration Act. He did that in to say, hey, if they can have their religious liberties and their religious freedoms, you know, anybody can make a church, you know. And it's been challenged on several fronts. I think somebody was going to have the Church of Satan, and y'all should be playing with that. Just saying, but you can have one. But so now he made the Church of Cannabis. He says the Cannabis Church is looking for, they're looking for volunteers. To pay and provide maintenance at the building. He says, Levin formed the church as a means to test the RFRA, which offer protections from government infringing on religious practices. At the first service, Levin said his members will follow blessings by smoking marijuana in what he describes as, hey, Trish, you might like this, as a religious practice. RFRA drew national attention because the critics claimed it was a thinly disguised tool to allow business owners to refuse service to same-sex couples and for religious reasons. So, if you guys want to come down and smoke the ganja in church and praise God or whatever they're going to do there, throw some snakes up in the air and stuff, y'all come on down over here. Y'all can come. I'll take you up there. I'm going to Indianapolis in a couple weeks. We can all ride together. I'll drop y'all off and I'll holler at you when I come back. Y'all can, and then I'll interview you. That's what go. Well, I'll interview you, and you can tell me all about your experience. So anybody game, shoot me up a voicemail and tell me what you think about this. The church kid, he planned, but you know he did it for a good reason. And the guy looks like. The guy from Back to the Future, the crazy doctor, he looked just like him, just like him. And he looked like he's been high for a very, 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 very long time. So we'll see how this pans out. It also said the Cannabis Church is the ceremony. They had a ceremony on July 1st, so they're going to have it right before Independence Day, so you guys can be there when the Religious Freedom Restoration Act becomes law. But in a bit of good news, the Internal Revenue Service, in a letter dated May 21st, said it approved the church's request to make it a 501c3 charitable organization. The designation means donors can deduct money sent to the church on their federal tax returns, and the church would be eligible for a property tax exemption in Indiana. The church has also raised more than $15,000 for its new home on GoFundMe.com. So there's a way if you guys want to support cannabis pastor Levin in his efforts to hold government accountable for infringing on religious practices for the right reasons, then you guys can give him a holler. I think it's funny, though. I would just like to go just because I'm nosy and I would like to see what the hell is going on, because you know you're gonna be able to smell the weed a mile away. You know, it would just seem really, 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 really strange that would really happen. But hey, crazier things have happened. Well, you know, today is New Comic Book Day, so I thought that I would talk about a comic book in particular. But before we do that, I'm going to play y'all a track, see if you guys remember what this comes from, and then we'll talk about that and the new Midnighter comic book, which is for gay people. It's a pretty powerful statement that they're making with this comic, with this kind of a badass comic book hero. So when we take this little brief break, don't go anywhere, and I want you guys to see if you remember this song, and when we come back, we'll talk about this and Midnighter. Showtime Synergy. Welcome back. I had to say it. Now, you guys remember Jim. It was an 80s cartoon. Very 80s. It had a very 80s look. Very 80s music. But when you think about it, it was very creative, because they wrote, even though the songs were very girly and very bubblegum, they wrote songs for, it was like the cartoon white version of Empire. That wasn't racist. It just happens to be true. It was very, 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 they wrote the music for the songs that Jim sung, right? And if you guys remember, I would watch this, and not that I wanted to watch it, but I used to say, because the Smurfs would come on first. This is how I timed my way to go catch the school bus. The Smurfs would come on first, and when Jim started her, then Jim would come on, and when Jim started her last song, and it was like 5 minutes to the half hour, I knew I had to leave the house to get to the bus stop. And I did that until I got a car. That's how I timed it. So it was very funny, but the trailer just came out for Jim a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know if I talked about it or not, but it is horrible. It is horrible. It's so horrible that Saturday Night Live, I think, spoofed it. And it was like the real Jim from the 80s was like, what the hell is this movie? Y'all didn't call me. And it's just, it was really funny. But I see that online. I'll put it in the show notes. But this movie looks ridiculous. Now, they have rebooted a lot of things. The Addams Family, of course, the Brady Bunch, Transformers. I wonder where they're going to do a Thundercats. That would be good. You know, of course, all the superhero movies that they have translated to the big screen. You know, the crazy thing is, oh, Desert Rose, you're out there listening somewhere. Hey, Desert Rose. I don't see you in the chat room, but I see in the tweet. Thank you, girl. Haven't seen you forever. I miss you. And so they all did it with a tongue-in-cheek type of deal, you know. But the new gem that's going to be in the movie theaters that only costs $5 million to make, they left out important things like the holograms, you know, the Synergy, which was the computer that Jim's father, well, Jerrica Benson's father, left for her to create this alter ego so she could do her music. I think now the Jim movie, that she's like some kind of YouTube star that lets fame go to her head, and she gets her adopted sisters, which that's fine. If they had rewrote Jim and used Synergy and the holograms, and they could have made it this kind of girl. I think I talked about this before, this kind of girly sci-fi fantasy music thing that could have killed. They could have killed, but yet and still, y'all want to pull this bullshit. And I love Juliet. Is it Juliet Lewis? I love her. But this ain't it, boo. You know. Oh, she's Desiree's sister. Hey, girl. And so, the movie is just absolutely horrible. Not horrible. The trailer was horrible. The whole thought of the movie, it looks bizarre. They're not seeing Synergy. Although, they may be keeping it under wraps. You know, they could be definitely keeping it under wraps. She does say Showtime Synergy in one of the trailers, but we all know that because from what we've seen, you would think that would be one of the selling aspect, because with the CGI the way it is now, and just the fantasy aspect of Jim and the Holograms cartoon, they could have done big things, but they chose not to. You know, sometimes when they update something, reimagine something, it kind of falls short. And I think they're going to be very, 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 very surprised. They're taking the whole social YouTube route, you know. But people my age and a little older, maybe a little 30s and older, you know, we want, and we're the ones going to the movies. We're the ones paying $20 to go to the movies. You know, we're the ones giving our kids $20 to go to the movies. You know, what you going to see? Jim the Hologram? Nah, you can't get $20 me to see that bullshit, because when I was a kid, you know, that kind of stuff. And you know the song. And they're not even using the Misfits. They're not even using the Misfits. Because those girls used to sock it to Jim and them every week. They was trying to kill them. They was trying to punch them in the face. They was tearing up their music. They was stealing. They was vandalizing. You know, they was doing everything. It could have been crazy. It could be like this girl. They could have used the whole girl Battle of the Band girl thing, you know, with the whole kind of whimsy that Jim had. But of course, they didn't do it. So screw you, Jim and the Holograms movie, because ain't nobody going to see it. I'll get the bootleg. Yeah, I said it. But anyhow, the internet did respond. And William Shatner says, "I watched the Jim trailer. No star earrings. Where are the Misfits?" Then another one says, "Eventually, you do plan to have the Holograms on your Jim and the Holograms tour, right?" Hello. And then, you know, the little movie that had the Alvin and Chipmunks of girls. And they said they were still a better band than the new Jim movie. And then somebody else says, "We liked the new Jim movie better when it was called Josie and the Pussycats." I mean, there's been all kind of things said about this thing. So hopefully, they will learn and don't really straight to DVD, like the first Fantastic Four movie, not the one with Jessica Alba. There was one before. It went straight to DVD. And let me read the article. It comes from oprocks.com. "The movie trailer for Jim and the Holograms dropped yesterday. Or should I say, the trailer for the Abomination masquerading as Jim and the Holograms. As many across the internet have angrily noted, Universal Pictures has basically gutted the source material and turned Jim from a music executive who transforms into a glam rock superstar with the aid of a holographic earrings to a teenager whose YouTube uploads Bieber her," well, that's a bad article, "into a surprise pop career." Remember, I told you that. That's right. There's no holograms, no glam rock, no Misfits. The evil band that's constantly trying to take Jim and the Holograms down. Instead, we get some generic ho-hum tale of music stardom that's been told 100 times. The studio is probably right to think that Pitch Perfect Clone has more profit potential than a faithful cartoon adaptation. But did they factor in the backlash that could bury the movie under a mountain of negativity? I don't think they thought about that. And furthermore, I don't think they care. But anyhow, that's that, and we'll see how it works out. When we come back, we're going to talk about the guy with no penis. Talk about my new Pride 48 live streaming event coming up in a couple of weeks. And then we'll wrap up for the night. Thank you guys for listening. My name is David. We'll be right back.
And clap your hands, this is for you. Ups and downs, highs and lows, and no matter what you see me through. My boyfriend, he don't answer on the telephone. I don't even know where the hell he goes. All my girls, we're in a circle, and nobody's gonna break through. The one I thank you do too. Grab my bag, got my own money, don't need any man in this room. Come on. My boyfriend, he'll be calling me now anytime. I need all my girls to keep him off my mind. Ooh. So hold up, we need another one. What we got is all good. Come on.
My girls, yeah, we got money. We go out to the club when our men's act funny. Put on our Louis Vuittons, we look stunning. Don't blame me if I look good, honey. See my jewelry shine, I keep the room sunny. Throw on my motto, smile, the guys love me. In the club, clapping our hands and fan shoving. Other chicks mad cause they might look ugly.
We say, hello, 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 V-E. Hello, fellows, blow kisses all to me.
Yeah, they blow kisses to me cause I'm a little cutie. And I'm not a little floozy, I'm stingy with the booty. I attract groupies, y'all see how they run to me. And I know they wanna do me, I'm hot as a jacuzzi. Oh. Now me and Ashley, we rock the mic right. Uh-huh. On the remix, we keep the club high. Uh-huh. Soul diggers up in the cut all night. Me and Ashley got what the people like.
What happened to Ashley Simpson? I liked her better than Jessica Simpson because I thought she had a better voice. And that was a hot song because Missy was on it, but it was still a hot song. Anyhow, welcome back. It's the 5x5 Podcast. We are heading to the end. So I can go to bed because I have a lot of work to do tomorrow. But I want to thank you guys, as always, for checking the show out, listening whenever, wherever, however you check out the show. Thank you, guys. And Desert Rose, I know you're listening. Leave a voicemail. Go to the 5x5, our blog, blogspot.com, and leave a voicemail. I would love that. And Todd Morris, too. And all of you guys, my friends here on Spreaker, Blake and Jade, Dwayne Hadley, Grandpa Al, all you guys. I want to hear from you guys. and all the Pride 48 family. Now, coming up in a couple of weeks, not this coming weekend, but Father's Day weekend, actually on Father's Day, I don't know, I'm gonna do this because it's going to be on Father's Day. Pride 48 is once again, I think this is their 7th annual live streaming event. So you go to pride48.com, you can see all of the shows that participate either on a weekly basis or during their live event during Pride weekend or during the Las Vegas live event. So I won't be going to Las Vegas this year because I have already had a trip planned. But anyhow, maybe next year, which I would want to go. Well, once again, you know, last year we started with Pride 48 during their live streaming event, and I liked it. I had some fun with it, and then I did a streaming show weekly there, but then my schedule got really, really convoluted, so I couldn't do it anymore, and then people were tripping with me. the name that should not be mentioned, right? And so I'm like, okay, I don't have time to do all these anyhow because I'm working too much. But this year, the 5x5 podcast, myself, will be participating once again, and our time slot, I've been kind of posting about it on Facebook, but my time slot is going to be Sunday. And, you know, I need to look because before I make the wrong, see that in my head, I was like, well, I know which one it is. I'm going to be able to, tell you guys which one that, how come it's not pulling up? There we go. I know we're on Sunday, which is the 21st. And then the 5x5 will be on at 5 p.m. Eastern. So 5 p.m. Eastern will be 4 o'clock for me. So if you're in the central time zone, 4 p.m. It's only an hour broadcast. And then also that I'll be on earlier at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 o'clock central, hopefully, if I can make it with the Weekly Rewind. So the show with Tristan that I co-host with Weekly, they're going to be on there as well. And then my solo, the 5x5, will be on at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 o'clock Central. So check us out. So, and that episode is going to be called Glitter and the Geek. And we're going to talk about a whole bunch of geeky gay stuff, like the gay comic books that you must have in your collection, whether you're a geek, a nerd or not. You have to have them, have these, because it's important to support the images that we are portrayed in positively in any form. And also, we're going to talk about what superhero would be the best lay. And then we'll talk about some other stuff, and I'll come up with that. And then we'll have giveaways. We'll give away a comic book away. I'm going to give away a secret mystery box to one person that I'm going to pull from, like, the stuff from my loot crate box that I haven't opened and I don't want, but I'm going to give it to you guys. And then there'll be some free digital downloads. So check me out on Sunday, June the 21st, at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, for Glitter and the Geek, the 5x5 podcast on Pride 48. And speaking of comic books, I want to go through this real quick because I forgot to say it on the last segment. One comic book that, you, like, again, if you guys, and I'll talk about this as well, it's only $2.99. One comic that you guys should be reading, and if you guys have a tablet of some sort, you can always download Comixology and get it digitally if you don't want to go to the comic book store. But one comic that you should be reading is the new Midnighter comic book. Midnighter has been around. He was part of the Stormwatch team. DC kind of took over, put him in Grayson, because, you know, Batman's sidekick Robin, Dick Grayson, was outed as a superhero. So he's like a spy or something right now. And this guy is in the comics. He has had another history where he dated a Superman-like character, which is his boyfriend. And he's very, very, very out. He's very, very, very gay. I would say very gay. Maybe just gay. You know, you could only be so many berries, right? But the comic is called Midnighter. It's by DC. And when you open it, you get a little background and about how the series is going to take off. He has a cybernetic brain, a computer brain, that he can think of 1,000 ways to dismantle an assailant. But on the very second page, he's looking at his either grinder or scruff profile. And he's talking about it. And I thought that was so funny because that's so, and I talked about that earlier. So such a big part of some of it is a big part of even Tinder for straight people. It's such a big part of gay dating nowadays. And he's on it. But what I don't get now, you know, Dan Parent created Kevin Keller. Hey, what's up, Fruit Bat? What's up? Dan Parent created Kevin Keller, which was a gay character that had a black boyfriend. Northstar from X-Men had a black boyfriend. And now Midnighter from DC has a black boyfriend. So I wonder how that happens. They don't give him a white boyfriend. Only other couple that I know is Wiccan and Hulking, but Hulking is not even a... I'm glad you caught us live, Fruit Bat. Have you been to the show before? Leave us a voicemail at the 5x5.blogspot.com. See, it's always fun. You get to meet new friends in the chat room, you know. But thanks for showing up. I appreciate that. Sometimes I know my schedule's a little off sometimes because I work so much. I'm on different days. But thanks for I'm glad you caught me live tonight. Hulking and Wiccan, but Hulking is not even a human. And then there's Batwoman and her girlfriend or wife now. So I just think, why y'all try to make the black people look like they're corrupting all these white superheroes? Like we turned them gay or something. But no, this is a book to check out. And not even the gay aspect. It's very, very good. It's well written. The art is really, really good. The storyline where they're going is really, really good. So I'm going to try to catch all the old issues of Grayson and Stormwatch that he was in just to get a fuller knowledge of the character itself. But I've been waiting for it a while. So it's in the comic book store now. Download either the DC app or the Comixology app. Download it and let me know what you think. So back to the matter at hand as we wrap up. A kind of interesting story that I found on instinctmagazine.com this week. There's a guy that was born with no penis. And all of that kind of sounds funny, but it really isn't because, and he's a straight guy, obviously. He is a self-professed party animal and ladies man. Andrew Wardle has an admission he was born without a penis. Andrew was born with a rare condition that caused his bladder to grow outside of his body, meaning his genitals were not able to form when he was in the womb. The condition, a severe form of bladder atrophy, affects just 1 in 6 million people. So you think about the 7 billion people that live on the planet. You know, there's some perspective for you. Abandoned at birth by his 17-year-old mother, he was adopted by a nurse who cared for him at the hospital, Pam and her husband Mike. With the support of a loving family, he spent his childhood in and out of the hospital as surgeons attempted to correct the condition. After 15 agonizing operations, doctors managed to seal his bladder inside his body, but he was, can you imagine that? But he was left with no genitals. Manchester-born Wardle is revealing his condition to the world as part of a TLC special airing in the UK, The Man With No Penis. But considering Andrew says he's been to bed with tons of women, How has he managed to keep the big secret? To stop anyone from finding out about his condition, Andrew would always only date girls for a short amount of time, so they didn't get suspicious about his avoidance of sex. In the bedroom, he says, "I learned to compensate in other ways without going the whole way. I always stopped right before it got to the sex stage. You learn how to make up for it in other ways." Still, Andrew admits that sometimes he was deceptive. By taking drugs, I gave myself the perfect cover. I bed girls, but said things could only go so far because the drugs meant I couldn't rise to the occasion. He said he'd been to bed with over 100 women. Some were one-night stands, some long-term relationships. He's told 20% of them the truth. Andrew also said that he's been punched in the face after revealing the secret. It is difficult to explain to a new girlfriend. Once I was punched in the face, when I told the girl, I guess she felt like I had lied, and it's not something you can say right away. But there's hope. Andrew has been in a relationship for 3 years with his 24-year-old live-in girlfriend, Pedra. Is currently undergoing procedures to construct a new penis. He is now 1 year into a series of operations that aim to construct the penis using a large chunk of skin from his forearm. By this time next year, doctors hope that Andrew will have a fully functioning penis. He will be able to have sex, although the penis will first need to be inflated using a special pop. Wow. And he says, if you love somebody, you have a brilliant relationship like we do. It's not just about sex. It's far more complex than that. People are so focused on the fact that we can't have sex, but this is unconditional love. So what do you guys think about that? I don't know. I don't know that that would be difficult. I know, and I'm going to say that, y'all don't get mad at me. Gay men would have a problem with that. You know, come on. Seriously. You know, I think some women would be okay with it. I think gay men would have a problem. You know, but I guess this has been his life. He was always, you know, boy, I could skew it. Bullying would have to be difficult going up in school, you know, with, you know, everybody sizing you up from the time you start gym all the way through at high school. You know, you're being sized up. If you're in the military, you're being sized up. So, you know, I think that would be difficult. And I am, you know, my heart kind of goes out to him, but he's obviously learned how to adapt. And but I think he just needs to be true. But if he's having fun enjoying his life, hey, do your thing, boo. I ain't the one going to stay in your way and say you can't live in your truth. I would talk about Caitlyn Jenner, but why? So we talked about her last time anyway. So don't forget next week about, not this coming Sunday, but next the 21st, where we'll be doing our live Pride 48 live streaming event. What else do we have? Hopefully, I'll have some news from Indianapolis PopCon, which I'll be going to next Saturday, which is the 20th, and then OMG this Sunday in Owensboro, Kentucky. But I'm really going to go to Dunkin' Donuts and Zaxby's. That's the only reason I'm going. and I think there's a family reunion thrown in there somewhere. I don't know. But you guys have a great weekend. Have a great night. Thank you for the new people joining us in the chat room. Fruit Bat, always my co-host and friend, Tristan. Everybody else who listens to the 5x5 podcast, I will check you out, guys, later. And have a good weekend. Good night. We'll see you next time. Bye.